There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the what? Resurrect the Republic. Not Resurrect the Democracy. This is Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you for joining us tonight. This show stands on Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? We have many listeners who are willing to do that. And the more patriots we can add to this movement and to what we do, which is activism and education, the quicker we're going to have our freedom restored. And I hate to use the word restored. The republic can be restored. Our freedoms can never go anywhere. No matter how, it's only a matter of how many people in the incorporated government are going to violate those freedoms. No one can take your freedom. You were born with your freedom. I was born with my freedom. We have inalienable rights that are given to us by you-know-who, the man upstairs, and they are not granted to us by some lord or some lord of the earth, some duke, some earl, some queen, some king, some president, some county legislature, some sheriff, some trooper, some three-letter agency. They don't have our rights to give back to us for a nice large fee. We have our rights no matter what. The question is, how many times and how often and how severely is and are the enemy going to violate our freedoms? So don't ever anybody say we're losing our freedoms are disappearing, their freedoms are going away. They can't do that. They can't take your freedom. Nobody has any authority to take that freedom from you. They can violate your freedom in a number of ways, but they can never take your freedom. So always remember, these entities, and see, it's very easy for people who don't want to put up any resistance to say, oh, we're losing our freedoms. Yeah, good. We're, boy, sure are losing the freedoms here. Uh-uh. That's not how it goes. You have your freedom. It's violator, violator, violator. So let's call it what it is. Violators of freedom, no, not takers or caretakers of our freedom. We have it no matter what. It's strictly a matter of who violates it and how often. Thank you for joining us tonight. We have several guests tonight. We've got Texas Lori. We're going to have Gary in Michigan. We're going to have Tom, if we can get a hold of Tom, for one more show to emphasize the danger with the vaccines. I know we've had several shows with Tom. I don't think it can be said enough. He's got great information. Whether you agree with his take on, you know, eating meat or not, I think it's great information to have, to hear from a pathologist, somebody who's looked at these things under a microscope, somebody who's been in the business working for Merck. I mean, eminently qualified to speak on these matters. So I think he's a fantastic bevy of information for all of our listeners here. So thank you again. We got some good news. Courtroomwatch.com now has a jury nullification flyer posted right at the top, even over my funding page. And this one is as often as they want, but we're going to keep putting her back up. And it's funny because every time they jammed me up, took it down, blocked the link, got in the way, interfered with, removed, I would have to write it up and it would become better every time. So thanks, enemy. Great. You're making the freedom movement stronger and better every time you push back at us. So you might as well just get out of the way and stop violating people's freedom and stop being violator, 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 no matter how many prostitutes that work for government order all you henchmen and henchwomen to do these things that you do. You have every right and duty to say no. That's an unlawful order. Now, if you're too greedy and you got to have the paycheck, well, that's your problem. You're going to have to deal with the karma or the curses or the or whatever, however you want to put it. You're going to have to deal with that. So, I mean, I can understand the need for a paycheck, but not at the expense of all of us patriots and all of us just free people who are being destroyed along the way. I'd like to thank everybody who has supported this show. I'd like to thank Everett. I'd like to thank Gene. I'd like to thank Kenneth. I'd like to thank Mr. Rogel. I'd like to thank Mr. Hall. Appreciate your help. It's without it, I wouldn't be here tonight, seriously. This is only that you and the good Lord, your listeners who help support this, and the good Lord are the only things that keep this show going. So without further ado, I know we've got Lori on, so we'll probably go to her first while we try to bring in, we're going to bring in, oh, by the way, Daniel Leach is with us tonight. How could I forget Daniel? Daniel's the one who helped me post up the jury nullification flyer today. Kudos to Daniel. Thanks for all the help. It took us a couple hours to get it tight, get it right, get it up, get it edited, and get it posted in a PDF file that people can go download at courtroomwatch.com. And there it is. Download it. Make copies. It's up there now. And I think Daniel added a little thing that says, copy this before they block it again. Hurry up. Don't wait. Run. Flee for the web computer. Get that sucker printed out by the dozens, if not the hundreds, and get yourselves down to the county courthouse or the state or federal courthouse. Pick the town courthouse on traffic court night. Pass out those suckers to everybody on jury selection day. Preferably at the county and state and federal courthouses on the days they select juries. You can find out by calling the court clerk and find out when jury selection day is. Get down there a little early. Pass out those flyers that you downloaded, the jury nullification flyer at courtroomwatch.com. There's a mission. There's a solution. There's something you can do. A lot of people bitch and moan about what's going on in this world and in this nation and in your community. There's a real solution. There's a lot of wake-up in that flyer. It talks about the judge is only a referee. The judge is committing jury tampering every time he, quote, instructs the jury. I've seen what they classify and what they qualify and what they do as instructing the jury. It's nothing more than telling them. If the district attorney or the prosecutor says this, that, or a third, you're going to find guilty. Or if you can't, get off this jury pool right now. And I saw Judge Duran literally threaten in Canandaigua, New York. Oh, and by the way, wait till we get into the Masonic murder of William Morgan and how the Freemason, it was sparked the rise of the anti-Masonic party back in the 1800s. Fascinating real-life murder mystery. We'll get into that another time. But Canandaigua, New York is not famous. It's infamous. And it's in Ontario County. And people who go to the Hill Cumorah pageant, if you're a Mormon, or if you're going to the Finger Lakes to go boating, be really careful. There's some real, true, deep, inherent, ingrained evil in Western New York, and it's called the Freemasons, who have infiltrated your government and your courts. They've been around for hundreds of years just in this country. So, without further ado, let's get to Lori. Lori, can you join us now, can you hear me, Lori?
I can hear you now.
Fantastic. And Mike, you just chime in when we get Daniel Leach, Gary Blackwell, and Tom in Utah. I want to welcome all of Daniel's fantastic. All here? Great. Everybody's here. Boy, you want to talk about people rallying to the cry of freedom and to the call for activism. Thank you, everybody who supports, who joins. I couldn't do it without you. This is a group effort. So once again, thank you, everybody. Appreciate you all being here tonight. Give a shout-out right now to all of Daniel's people at Studio 1776. Single Parents, helping singleparents.com or .org. Single Parents, helping single parents. SPHSP, that's Single Parents, helping single parents .org. What a fantastic organization. I believe Daniel is up almost either at or almost over 50,000 subscribers now. He was only at 30,000 just like a month ago. It's growing by leaps and bounds, one of the fastest growing and most important, and really, truly doing God's work over at Single Parents, helping single parents. So I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's going to be listening to this show there. And, you know, the more people we have in this movement toward freedom, the better. We need to unincorporate our towns and our counties. We need to demand and command that the vicar generals and the judicial vicars go back to Rome, go back to their outhouse in Rome and stay there and get the hell out of our communities and out of our dioceses and out of our courts and out of our government. And I've watched everything be funneled from the surrogate courts in New York right to the vicar general's office himself. No joke. Dr. Joseph Hart and Louis Sirianni is the judicial vicar in Rochester. There's names, there's people, there's faces to attach to the vicars. We can revisit the vicar situation later. I know we have new listeners, so hang in there with us, and we'll revisit the vicars and the Freemasons and the effect they have in our government and our courts, as well as the situation with Tom LaCavara, who's usually the host of this show, but the incorporated government along with the witches' court and a magistrate named Coffin. Coffin, as in what you bury people in, has incarcerated Tom, buried Tom in a cage for a victimless allegation. He hurt no one. He's accused of hurting no one, and Tom sits in jail right now. They won't even give him bail, even though both the federal constitution and the state constitution both guarantee that he gets bail unless he's accused of a capital, unless he's accused of murder. Tom's not accused of murdering a fly. He didn't swat a mosquito. They came in his room and said, oh, there happens to be a gun nearby your person. I guess that's possession. We'll make up a new word called constructive possession, and that way the attorney whores can lie and say that possession is proximity. Uh-uh. Possession requires actual holding. That's the dictionary definition that cannot be argued with. American Heritage Dictionary. Possession. Actual holding or occupancy. Tom wasn't holding anything. So there's no, and so, of course, the attorneys can't make any money on Tom not holding anything. So they say, oh, constructive possession. Ah, it's a quarter mile away. It must be yours. That's possession. Right, sure. What happens when you're walking through Walmart? What happens when you're walking down the street and there's a gun show nearby? I mean, is that possession because you're nearby? It's absurd. This is why we need everybody in this movement. They're stealing the language. They're stealing our private property. All 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are already in place. And the Republic's gone. That's why we have to resurrect it. I wish I had better news for you people. I wish it could be, Guns and Roses. Champagne and roses and caviar and fluffy things all the time, but it can't be that way. We have to face reality, grow up. The truth will set you free, says the Word of God. And with that, we'll go to Lori, and then we'll bring in Gary, let's bring in Lori for an update, and then we'll go to Gary Blackwell for a prayer. And Daniel Leach, chime in anytime you'd like to. And Tom in Utah, we will get to you to talk more about vaccines very shortly. Lori, welcome.
Let's go to Gary for the prayer. Let's start with the prayer. And I don't have
anything. I'm glad you suggested that. I didn't. Yep, beautiful. Gary, are you with us, my sir?
We're here. We'll
beautiful.
Start out by asking our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy precious name of Yodivahi, and all the things that you have given to us, the House of Israel, and these good old United States and around the world. And Father, we are thankful for what you did, that you shared and give up your life and your blood for the remission of the sins of Jacob Israel. And Father, as we bring forth this time of request, we request the prayer for the people who participate on this show and participate in the trying to resurrect the United States back to where it was in the very beginning, even before the Constitution, when our forefathers called pilgrims came here. They came here with a pure heart and a trueness to bring forth. And we do thank you for this time we're going to have as we go into it. Pray for Tom as he brings forth this education system, and what a wonderful time has been to be able to hear and listen to him. So we ask this all in Yodivahi's name, so be it.
Amen. Thank you, Gary. Stay right where you are, and you feel free to chip in, chime in, join us at any time. Feel free to interrupt. That's what we're all about here. Interrupting, talking over each other, getting our points out, trying to get along, and do it all with some type of a flow. So let's flow over to Texas. Lori, how are you, sweetheart? What's up?
I'm good. I'm just joining tonight. I'm just here listening and chiming in tonight.
Well, great. If you have any updates, feel free to give us that, but I guess it's been pretty quiet. We're waiting on some verdicts in Oregon. We've had a bunch of verdicts. They got 2 out of 3 not guilty type of deal, but, you know, we had a jury that apparently wanted to convict on something. They figure, well, we're here. We might as well convict them on something. boy, what a bunch of dummies. But, you know, we're trying to educate people. We're trying to be nice to the people who are unawake and educate them. And then the people who are clearly working for the system, they know that we're not a democracy, we're a republic. And they know that the red state, blue state thing is a scam. Whenever they color code stuff, look out. Look out for the color coding, the orange revolution, the blue states, the red states, the green this, and blue, red, orange, UN that. It's all designed to grab control of your mind and make you comfortable, because then every time you see a color, you'll just think, oh, well, this is all normal, and you attach a color to it. You put an INC period for incorporated next to the name of your county, and all of a sudden, I guess everything's better, huh? No. The nation, the communities, the states, and the nation itself cannot be run like a business. It has to be run like a public service. They are public servants. They're not businessmen. This is the problem with electing more businessmen and sticking them in office, is they're going to run the show like a business. They're going to have shareholders. They're going to try to make profit instead of serve the people. They're going to be much more interested in keeping the money flowing. And look, the money ain't trickling down, and it's not flowing down. Everything, let's call it what it is, trickle-up economics. Go ahead, Lori.
And the other thing is, we're not educating each other with facts. It's hearsay. It's what someone thinks. If you don't have facts, and that's what our government doesn't have, they don't have facts. They have hearsay. And they even said in the last court case I went to, we don't have facts. We have pretty much hearsay, and they were convicted on hearsay. We need to start learning our facts on law, our facts on the issues, and facts, facts, facts. If you do not have facts, I don't want to hear from you. And I'm starting to get very serious about that. We have got to have facts, statutes, laws, verses, whatever you need. It has to be backed with facts. Otherwise, we don't have legs to stand on. And that's the key thing we need to get back to, because most of the meetings you go to, they sit and try to minimize you, or in court, minimize you without facts. We have got to get our facts. With that, I'll back out. I don't know if Eric dropped off. Mike, do we still have everybody here?
I'm sorry, I had myself on mute because I didn't want to have any background noise coming through. Forgive me. I wanted to say, Lori, great point. The point you just made about the fact is exactly why that when I write up a flyer, an activist flyer, in other words, well, we did a bunch of them for the Shane Bennett case. You know, alert, the state, New York State Police assaulted the house of Shane Bennett. We explained what happened, and then when the trial was coming up, we did another flyer, and when they set up the roadblock on the day of the big party benefit for Shane right up the street, we announced that. And so anyway, at the end of all my flyers, I always put a few, kind of something factual, either a court case or a quote from the Constitution or a quote from one of the better of the founding fathers. They weren't all great. And so at the end of the jury nullification flyer, we put in, and people can see it at courtroomwatch.com. I mean, this is a fact. U.S. versus Doherty, 1972. Quote, the pages of history shine on instance of the jury's exercise of its prerogative to disregard instructions of the judge. Did you get that? And that's a federal court case. Let's see, John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, said the jury has the right to judge both the law and the facts. That means if the law sucks, you can vote not guilty, even if the facts indicate that the person broke the quote-unquote law. I don't like to call them law. They're all fake, bogus, made-up statutes, and it's strictly arbitrary. We're not living under law. We're living under ecclesiastic fiduciary instrument is what we are. We're a cross between a conscript and the government's military. As they look at us all as a piece of military conscript, that's how they treat us, and a cross between that and a fiduciary instrument with your name in capital letters as a trade name that they sell back and forth. Every time they can get your signature on anything, even if it's a piece of toilet paper, they'll sell it to the banking establishment. They'll bond it. They'll give it a bonding number, and they'll bundle it with other bonds and sell it to everybody, from Goldman Sachs to the Chinese.
Eric,
from the
Eric,
Bank of Rome to the Bank of London. Yeah, go ahead, Lori.
Okay, this is where I have to stop you. What are those bonds called? Payment, performance, and there's another one.
Yeah, there's
a bit.
Yeah, the three bonds. There's a what you want to, the one thing you want to ask for when you go into a court case, small or large, is I respectfully require. This is the defendant or the accused talking. Respectfully require the bid bond, BID, the performance bond, and the payment bond.
That's
and those
the other
three
one.
Bonding agents are bundled. Every court case is bonded. This is how they make their money. This is why you wonder why. Gosh, why does it take 2 years to get a stupid, you know, driving with a suspended license charge cleaned up, or a minor drug possession, or you know, some arbitrary thing? Because they're making interest on the bond on that case. So the longer they can drag it out, boy, they make a lot more money on it. So it's the bid bond, the performance bond, and the payment bond, to answer your question, Lori.
And that's what I'm talking about. We need to start reminding people what these are called and how to deal with these. It's a key thing. I sat and listened to the two gentlemen arguing last night, and no offense to either one of them, but I didn't hear clear-cut facts, clear-cut statistics, clear-cut information. And it had me thinking all day. I'm guilty of the same thing. That's why I'm bringing it up, gentlemen. I'm guilty of exactly the same thing. We need to start pointing out to each other, where do we find that information? Where do we go to make it happen? And how do we use it? What do we need to do? Because I have been reading about the payment, the bid, and performance bond, and they actually turn them into mortgage-backed securities and sell them on the stock exchange. So this
right
is
on
also,
New York, right? Exactly.
Hold on.
Yeah, that goes right over the open market.
Hold on. This is also where they have found, you know, you heard the little rumor. This is what got me to looking into this. You heard the little rumor that in D.C. they found out that all of what was supposedly George Soros funded was really funded by our courts, which was your Occupy Wall Street, your Black Lives Matters. When the decisions came down, they took these bonds and they funneled into associations such as Black Lives Matter or Occupy Wall Street. And this is where they got the money to operate, was actually directly from the courts. This is what's coming out. I know they just mentioned a brief bit about it in the mainstream media, and not really any of the alternative media has picked up on it. This is one of the things I've been watching, and I've actually seen through one of the counties up here in Oregon, where the judges actually have an organization that they funnel all the funds through, right there on their website. So these are the things we need to talk about, and that's why I'm saying facts, 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 and no offense to the
general. Yes, fact-based. That's great. Absolutely, Lori. I totally agree with you. Facts are good. However, you know, we have to extrapolate from the facts, and often there's a debate on the facts. I mean, people see things in different ways, so it's okay to have a debate, but yeah, we're going to keep the arguing to a minimum. But, you know, Tom was okay. Tom was cool with it. He was the guest that knew a confrontational caller was calling in. And that, to Tom's credit, Tom said, bring it on. I'd love to debate with him or talk with him or however. And it went very well. I thought it was ultimately that type of thing has to be aired out. And it's good to do it in public because people can see how we work out our differences. You know, once again, Tom looked through the microscope. And that's why when he said, when you look in the microscope, you see God, because you're going back to the elemental building blocks of life. And when you see the intricacies and the complexities, but yet the perfect simplicity at the same time of all of it together, you can't deny that there's a creator. So I just love Tom's take on things. You know, he doesn't eat meat.
Right.
I still do a little bit. I may alter my habits now somewhat but that's good because we learn things. And maybe we can improve our knowledge and we can improve our health. And with that, I'd like to read the jury nullification flyer that went up today at courtroomwatch.com. And once again, Daniel, who's with us tonight, was very kind enough to put this in a PDF file, get it posted. So y'all people, and, you know, we don't get paid for doing any of this. If you don't donate, we go down. We have to go do other things like bang nails and pour concrete and, you know, all that stuff. So we're trying to work for you. People, please support your favorite activists, okay? So there's the plug. Here, jury nullification. It's your right and your duty. For hundreds of years, jury nullification has occurred when a jury finds a defendant not guilty, even though the defendant may have there with me. My phone, I got to relight it. Even though the defendant may have opposed or rejected the code in question, it is not a violation to oppose or reject an immoral or unconstitutional code, and codes are not law when they are in opposition to the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. It's called the Supremacy Clause. Because the attorneys, judges, and local government make so much money by passing unlawful codes and regulations, they continue to invent an illusion of criminal activity where there is none. This court-for-profit system eventually destroys freedom in the community. Therefore, it is essential for you, the juror, to realize and exercise your role as the blocker of a power-hungry court system and as the final enforcer of freedom among the people. Remember two things. Number one, society or the state cannot be a victim. It is called a fictitious entity, meaning false or made up. Only a living man or woman can claim to be a victim. No victim, no crime. Two, you, the juror, are the judge, and the judge is nothing more than a referee with no authority to tell the jury how they can interpret the law. Any judge who instructs the jury is committing jury tampering, a felony. They use intimidation and manipulation to control the jury. Do not submit to the unlawful pressure from the judge. He or she has a very large financial stake in creating guilty verdicts because the pension funds they rely upon for retirement are heavily invested in the private prison industry. As a juror, you have total immunity to vote your conscience, regardless of any threats by the jury tampering judge. Someone's freedom will rest in your hands if you are selected as a juror, and it is your right and your duty to judge the fairness of the law as well as the facts. If the law is wrong or no living victim is injured, the verdict is not guilty, and freedom wins for everyone, including you, the juror. And then I cite the fact at the end. The pages of history shine on instance of the jury's exercise of its prerogative to disregard the instructions of the judge. U.S. versus Doherty, 1972. That's D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y. Doherty with a G. That's a 1972 case, and it says right there, the jury has every right, and the pages of history shine. We love it when the jury says, go screw Mr. or Mrs. Witch. We know you're trying to manipulate the jury to create a guilty verdict so you can make money on the private prison industry that your pension fund is invested in and the bid performance and payment bonds that you accrue interest on at the expense of our human flesh and our soul, which they will never take, and just like they can never take our freedom. Once again, this is Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network, not the Democracy Broadcasting.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, welcome back, my friends and fellow Freedom Screamers. Welcome back. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. We're on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Us, John Statmiller. We appreciate Mike on the board for keeping everything together. As difficult as we are, Mike is awesome and keeps this whole thing going. He's the man. He's the good man behind the curtain. He's like the good guy of the Vickers, the good equivalent, the white hat of the Vickers. Okay, he's the man behind the scenes who keeps it going. So thanks a lot, Mike, for all you do. Excellent work. So the jury nullification flyer that was just read can be found at courtroomwatch.com. It's in a PDF. Download it. Make 100 copies. Get them out there. Like I said, of course, you know, get down to the county or state courthouse in the morning, the day of jury selection, and pass them out to everybody standing in line waiting to get in just before the doors open. That's the best way to do it. You can wander around the courthouse, but you might encounter a little more resistance, and it is public property, and you can argue that, and that you'll be in the right. But just do it, get it done the easy way and the effective way. Is go at 8:30 in the morning, 8:20 in the morning, 10 minutes before the doors open. Usually 8:30 at most of these courthouses, but find out. I know courthouses that are hearing cases at 8:30, so be careful. Call, get there early, sit in your car. As soon as that line starts forming up, get up there and start passing out the jury nullification flyer. Don't attach anybody's case to it specifically. That's going to be a bad idea, because then they're going to say you tainted the jury pool, and they're going to bring in a whole new batch of people and then probably try to keep them from, you know, hearing about the jury nullification. So that's why I kept it relatively general. I didn't mention this case or that case or the Bundys or Tom, although, you know, there's a time and a place to talk about that. The place to not talk about a specific case is to the potential jurors out front. You're going to screw everything up. You're better off getting the general message of jury nullification into their hands, into their minds. Then their curiosity will take it from there, and they'll go home and look into it, probably pull it up on their search engine. And and then, of course, the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA, is a great resource to go learn more about jury nullification. But that flyer we wrote and just read is pretty much says it all. It gives you a little history. It's been going on for a couple hundred years. We tell you what the conflict of interest is. We prepare you for what the judge is going to do, which is what a lot of jury nullification sites do not do. They're too scared to talk anything about the judge. Wouldn't want to piss off the judge. They're pissed already. They're destroying us. It's time to resist nonviolently for now and just get the education and the word out there. And kudos to all the patriots that have taken the beatings. I know I've talked to you people. You call me, and I feel for you. I've been through it. I mean, beat down, robbed, ripped off by the cops and the attorneys. It happens to anybody who's a patriot. And look, the people who it's not happening to, I wouldn't want to be them because, look, it eventually comes for them as well. They reach in and grab people who aren't patriotic, who don't, you know, there's really nobody's, it's not going to pay, and it's not going to keep the heat off you to try to kite and play that you're not a patriot and forget and just, you know, listen from the periphery and not get involved and not go down and pass out. You know, that's stupid. I mean, it just really is, because don't be scared. Come out of the shadows. I know a lot of people think, you know, they're going to get the cabin in the woods and they're going to get rid of their cell phone. They already know pretty much who everybody is if you were born, you know, except for a very few people who are, you know, born the old school way. But the vast majority of the people and probably listeners to this show are probably born in a hospital or some entity that was related to a hospital where you got a birth certificate. And from there, they know everybody already. They took out an insurance policy on you dudes and chicks when you were born. And they're making millions. Everybody listening to this show is probably worth between $20 and $50 million right now. It's called your Sestu Trust. You think they were going to let the powers that be, were going to let someone be born, not take out an insurance policy on them and then keep the interest and all the proceeds for themselves? And then when you're 40 or 50, have you conveniently die from all the crappy vaccines that you got earlier in life? No, they're not going to pass up that chance. It should have been done for us so everybody could have an interest-earning account. It doesn't cost very much to set up when your children are born, and people with money just don't do it. And so, you know, people, and I don't know why, but the vicars do it. Trust me, the Church of Rome and the Church of England, the banking establishment, has paper on all of us. That's why they print your name in all capital letters on everything you receive, from your phone bill to tickets on the road to your whatever. You know, you look at it. It's all your driver's license, this and that. All capital letters. That means you're a trust. Whenever you see your name printed in all capital letters, someone is laying claim to you. Try to have it be you and or the Lord only. And with that note, I'm going to ask Gary if he has any comments before we shift over to Tom. Are you with us, Gary? Not sure if we still have Gary or not. Gary Blackwell, join us. Are you there, Gary? Gary might be
I'm here. Gary? I'm here.
Oh, that's great. Gary, I don't know if you were taking a break, but if you were listening to what I just went through, I wonder if you had any comments before we get into some more information from Tom.
Yeah, well, if you'd like to share, get Tom to share with the amino acids, I think that'd be a good subject to bring along, because there's either 9 or 12, depending on what doctor you listen to, what medical field they're from. I'd like to know what his opinion on that is. And the 9 or 12 essentials, your liver and your body make the non-essentials for you. You might be able to explain that process real good for us. That's something that you can really gain a lot of help from.
Keeping the amino acids
right, correct in your body.
Well, those are the amino acids are the building blocks of life.
You betcha.
And with that note, let's shift over to Tom from Utah. Tom, are you with us?
Hey, I'm trying a earphone with a... So I got a headset and a mic. How do I sound?
You sound fantastic. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. That way I have my hands free and I don't have that atomic bomb next to my head.
They do put out substantial radiation. Gary wanted you to make some comments on amino acids, if you thought there were 9 or 12, or what do you think on that? Explain to people what they are. And take it from amino acids right into the vaccines.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah, we're talking to you, Tom. Yep, we're going to have you on to talk about, Gary. We're, you know, I wanted to get a little more detail on the, or at least, even if it's repeating it, I think it bears worth repeating if we covered it already. And I know that every time we interview you and talk with you, new stuff comes out. So it's never repetitious. But comment on your take on the amino acid situation. With the my comment was the amino acids are the building blocks of life. If that's a mischaracterization, let me know. But that's what I've always understood they are, more or less, just to put it simply. You can describe. Gary was wondering, is it 9? As we kind of read the other night in some of the research on the Ezekiel bread, which Ezekiel bread is made from the biblical formula from Ezekiel 4.9, and it's right in the Bible. And it turns out, when modern science looked at the ingredients put forth in Ezekiel 4.9, and I believe it says, take unto thee, what, wheat, barley, beans, lentil, millet, and spelt, put them in one vessel and make bread of it. I think that's what it says. I don't have it in front of me, but that's close. And so anyway, when you mix up, oh, by the way, one very crucial thing I just left out, the most important thing, you have to sprout the grains first. That means soak them in water for 24 hours, maybe 48 hours. Not too much more than that. They don't need to be into a full ground-up plant. But you want to sprout the seeds. It releases an enormous amount of nutrients and all kinds of enzymatic activity starts forming, and they become far and away more nutritious than they were as a simple seed or a grain. So when you sprout these ingredients put forth in Ezekiel 4:9 in the Bible, oh, guess what? Uh-huh, magic to magic. Go figure. It turns out it has all the, it says 9 essential amino acids and can pretty much survive just on that bread itself without any fish, meat, potatoes, pasta. I mean, it's right there. That combination of those grains sprouted and ground up and put into a kind of a flour thing and made a bread of it with a little sea salt or whatever, you can live on it. It provides almost all the amino acids necessary for life. But Gary's wondering, was it 9? Was it 12 amino acids? What do you think, Tom? And then we'll talk about the vaccines after that.
Well, I'm going to come in this the simplest way, the way that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, I approach people in my lectures when I'm out on the road or wherever. I say, you know, I don't care whether you believe in Darwin or Moses. The program is still the same. We have a body, and it is the most perfect creation, as far as I'm concerned, on this planet. And there were no mistakes made. And when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, God, after he's put their bodies together, gave them counsel, and he said, I provided this garden for you, and of every tree that beareth fruit, that has seed therein, of these thou mayest freely partake. He didn't say you needed any vitamins or minerals or anything like that to Adam and Eve. He didn't want to make the program complicated. Yet, in his wisdom, he did produce a very complex system, but very simple advice given. Partake of those things I provided in the garden, and by intent, he's basically saying, everything you need is here. Now, we've been programmed to worry about amino acids and essential fatty acids and all the vitamins and minerals. I got to tell you a little secret. Down at the university, 50 miles south of me, where I've done classes and lectures and programs among the several universities in Utah, we have a machine down there that sits in the basement of a building. It was named after the old Secretary of Agriculture, Ezra T. Benson. That machine is a multi-million dollar machine. We put a sample of anything we want on a slide, shoot a beam of light through it, and it tells us what is in that sample simply by identifying the wavelengths of light or energy coming off of that sample after it's been excited. Here's what's really fun. Any sample of a vegetable or fruit or seed or grain that you put on that slide and fire a beam of light through it, it excites the compounds in that sample, and every single sample from the garden expresses, at least to the ability of this machine to identify, no less than 5 million individual compounds. 5 million. So now, are we worried about 9? Are we worried about 16 or whatever? Quite frankly, I hate to say this like this, but we waste our time because God put 5 million, at least the best we can determine, in every fruit, seed, nut, vegetable, legume. They're all there. Of course, there is a variation in the quantities in each one. Now, back to your question. The amino acids we call essential are ones that we cannot synthesize in our liver. That's well intended. So the question is, like we were talking about before, Eric, do we have to go to an animal to get that? No, because the animal itself has a problem with essential amino acids. How do they get them? That's the question always. People say, well, you got to eat an animal in order to get that. Then my question is, where the heck did the animal get it from?
Right, the plant kingdom.
Say that again?
I said they obviously got it from the plant kingdom, unless they were eating other animals, unless it was a lion, you know, something carnivorous.
And the carnivorous animals, what animals are they eating? The animals who eat from the plant kingdom.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Every single nutrient that is required by man or beast begins in the garden, essentially like the Garden of Eden. It's like when I was explaining the fact that the super blue green algae picks up, iodine, for example. Everybody said, well, you got to get iodine from fish, or you got to get it from seaweed. Da da da. Well, where in the heck did the seaweed get it? It's just like
right.
The cow and the chicken, the pig. They all essentially go right back to the garden. So I always ask this question: is God stupid, or are we? And you know the answer. God is not stupid. And when He gave that counsel to Adam and Eve, He did not deny them any amino acid that was essential to their survival. So, for this brother who's asking this question, there are 9 essential amino acids, but they're all available from the garden. And when you've been led by the Sloan Kettering and the Rockefeller Foundation, by the way, who controls medicine? Who controls the knowledge? When you figure out who controls the knowledge, then you're going to figure out what their message is going to be. And it's going to be something that contributes to the profits of these vicars, if you want to call them that. They're going to manage the information. See, I was a little hard on Wes, and I've been hard on Wes a couple of times, but I want to provoke him into thinking. I had one friend call me up and say, well, you didn't need to use the word BS. And I said,
Don't worry about it. It's okay. Yeah, it's past the children's hour, I think, for the most part. We apologize. That's okay, Tom. Wes was confrontational with you. I mean, he kind of started it, if you want to get into it that way. But you handled it really well. And you've looked through the microscope at this stuff. So you've got a lot closer to, quote-unquote, facts as he does. And I just got to say that. Although I welcomed his call, and I wanted to hear his take, and we tried to give him we probably gave him a lot more time than we should have to be ragging at you, so to speak, about how you're wrong and this and that. Look, if you want to call up and disagree nicely, folks, you're welcome to do it. Just don't start getting it really super critical and argumentative, because then it just gets to be a downer. And, you know, we got enough downers dealing with the witch's court, so.
Well, since I've been in the process of educating people for 50 years, I've had so many confrontations, and I, like I say, I've been head-to-head with Sally Fallon and all these players, including that group that have so screwed our lives over, the members of my own professional activities. By the way, it was all started by the Rockefellers, that organization. So is the truth ever going to come out of medicine fully? The answer is no. And they're the ones that create the paranoia over amino acids and proteins. You know, remember, Eric, you're saying that we needed so many grams of protein. You know, a cow doesn't sit down and try to work out a menu. Even an infant does not sit down and read a book and say, well, I got to get, you know, 5 grams of this or 10 grams of that. A baby just does what it does by nature. And Adam and Eve were not advised by the Lord to go to the pharmacy or to go to the University of Medicine and get their information. But Father in Heaven just simply said, I have provided the garden for you, and of every tree, and since the tree is a curious term, in Hebrew, tree means plant, a structure with an organic or living structure with roots, trunk or stem, and leaves, and then fruit. That's what a tree is in Hebrew, or in Sanskrit, if you go back deep enough. So here's God telling Adam and Eve, and you, because you are the children of Adam and Eve, and the body that God created for them is your body, is it not? So would God screw up on the human body and not screw up would God screw up on the body when he did such a perfect job on the goose? If you remember.
Right.
Wes was telling us that we had to get K2 from the goose. Vitamin K2. Mm-hmm. Well, how did the goose create it? By its liver. So guess what? Your liver creates all the other necessary compounds for your body. I'm waiting for a response from my friend who asked that question.
Oh, yeah, Gary Blackwell. Any comments for Tom on that?
Well, I think it's a wonderful time to hear these things. I know I go back a ways, and we were certified organic farmers before certification. I go back with my grandfather raising me on the farm, and our farm has always been organic here at home. And we milked cows for 22 years, never used an antibiotic, number one on them. And we had a 26,400-pound herd average, so I think we did pretty good there if in the dairy business. But there's a lot of things that I've learned since then that I would do different. And why I brought up the question on amino acids, it was one of the things I was talking about, how the body produces a lot of things we need if we can get the elements from the plants we get. We had a saying for years and years in our kind of private circle we have in organic people, is that sick soil produces sick plant, that produce sick animals, that produce sick people. Hmm. And the reason we put the animal thing in there is because a lot of people, you know, that's where they get their main sources of everything. We've tried over the years, as I grew up, I never liked meat at all, and I grew up where we had all the meat we wanted. But my grandparents never forced me to eat meat. And so I was not a meat eater to speak. I was a vegetarian, and we had all kinds of vegetables in a garden and apple trees and everything. Our forefathers really provided for us as we were growing up. Like, we've never provided for our children like that. We tried the best we could, but they had a handle in how to produce quality food. And the reason they brought up amino acids or anything else is because today there is no quality food. And if people think that they, and I'm certified organic, so let me, you know, we are. But let me express this to you in a mode I think everybody can get it. And I'll say this, some of the worst food you're ever going to consume is grown organically. We are trying in our area here of Michigan to educate and to grow the farmers to put a label on their spelts, a label of how much energy, how much protein, what kind of vitamins are in it, what kind of minerals are in it. We even, some of us have put selenium in our soil. We're very selenium-based, we're low in selenium in our soils. We've done selenium. We've seen some wonderful results. And, of course, the balance of the soils, the balance that you have in the soils also helps the production. And not only does it help the production, it helps the quality. So we need to be putting some effort into getting out what we're growing and put a label on it. And if that label doesn't pass that, we should not allow them to sell it. And a lot of these companies that buy organic, they check things, and they're not buying from these organic farmers that aren't taking good care of the soil. They're not doing it. They're, especially if there's a time when they got more than what they need. And later on, if we got time, I'll give you an illustration about going into a Whole Foods store in San Antonio, Texas. And then I went in there and I asked for, the guy says, you know, I look real tired. Maybe I get some carrot juice at the bar. And I went to the carrot to the bar and I looked at those carrots. They were going to get them by. So I don't want any juice from those carrots. And the gal said, well, what's wrong with them? I said, well, they're sick. They're sick carrots. And so they brought the assistant manager over and they said, well, you know, what's wrong? Your friend, they said to my buddy, your friend's here complaining. I said, I'm not complaining. I just don't want any from there, please. Well, he said, what's wrong? I said, well, look at them. They're all split. I said, I can tell you right now, just by looking at them, there's no copper in those carrots. What else are they lacking? You know, I'm not sure. So we went back to the bin, and we could find some carrots that weren't too bad. But what they were doing, they were taking all the bad-looking carrots, twisted and everything but up, and they were taking them up the juice bar so they could run them through the juice bar. People wouldn't be, you know, handling them and seeing them. I yield. Yeah. Thank you very much, Tom.
Oh, and there were people who thought that, and I mean, you know, it's well-intentioned. It's not, you know, but what shows you got to do a little bit. Do your research, folks. Watch your food chain. There you have it. The people who went and got the glass of carrot juice up at the juice bar thought they were getting the good stuff, and they're getting the crappy, sick carrots that were going to get thrown away. So, very good points, Gary. Thank you for bringing all that up. We got a break coming up, so any further comments, let's just put them on hold real quick because it looks like we're pretty close. I think Mike turned that music up nice and loud, so I'm not talking myself into the break. There it is. We'll be right back. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.